Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
One of the best songs of 2017 references a key moment of 2016.
And even in 2018, we still can't quite get over it. It's the second week of our, what do we call this? Listener favorites week. I don't know. Time, period, era.
Looking all the way back to 2017, folks.
All the way back. So we've had listeners call our suburban party line. They leave a message on favorite songs or albums of last year, and then we play them, and we play the music, and we don't have that as much to do as normal, right?
That's right.
We let the listeners do the work.
I like that.
We also have a game on.
Yeah,
we're in the suburban basement.
Got a little hoops.
Yep. Got Louisville plans. That's good.
Go Cards.
All right. So this is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'd like to remind people, especially if you're new to the show, that you can find us on all the big podcast platforms. And please subscribe.
Yes.
That would be great. And please rate and review on the Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
That really helps us out.
And tell one friend. I'm thinking about this, Jim. Just tell one person, right?
There you go.
Yeah. Just say, hey, check this out. One person. You can do that. It's easy enough. Recommend it. And then you've done your duty.
There you go. I think that's a great idea. Yeah. So everyone do that. I'll remind myself to do that too. Okay. So as I mentioned, we have the calls.
Yeah.
We have them ready to go.
Okay.
I want to say we have them ready to go. So one of the things that happens when you ask people to talk about their favorite of anything, sometimes you get multiple entries, right? You get people who agree on something.
Yeah, without knowing so.
And that's what happened here. So you're going to hear a couple of calls on this episode. Let's start with Kevin Bartlett.
Okay.
Hey, guys. This is Kevin Bartlett out of Forest Park, Illinois, suburb of Chicago. Hey, first of all, happy 2018 and so glad that you guys put this together last year. It's great every day listening to you guys. You know, before I go to work, it's absolutely fantastic. A couple of favorites, just to mention. You know, favorite song. It's very difficult, but one of the ones that I was turned on to this year because I saw her open up for the old 97s was Lily Hyatt and her song "The Night David Bowie Died." It's just a great song. I just think that she's a really good writer. I don't know. I don't know if there's anything specific about it, but I just really enjoyed it. And a couple others, the National, the System Only Dreams in Total Darkness. I cannot get that guitar riff out of my head every single time. I do not get tired of hearing that. That is just absolutely awesome.
Maybe I listen more than you think, and I can tell that somebody sold you. We said we'd never let anyone in. We said we'd only die of lonely secrets. The system only dreams in total darkness. Why are you hiding from me? We're in a different talking to God.
And then in terms of albums, there's this band out of Toronto called PQ, PQ, PQ. Kids, I think, you know, they're probably in their 20s. Punk rock band out of Toronto. Great harmonies, though. And, you know, very fast, a minute and a half songs about, you know, skateboarding, going out drinking, eating pizza. I mean, everything that a 20-year-old experiences. It brought out the adolescence in me. So I was able to see them this year. Didn't know anything about them. They're opening up for for a band, and just absolutely loved it. So anyway, thank you so much, and have a great 2018, and we'll keep in touch. Thanks.
Okay, thanks for the call, Kevin.
Yes, thank you, Kevin, and happy 2018 to you, sir.
And we mentioned that this was an area where we got a repeat vote mm-hmm. for favorite, so let's now play the second call in this theme.
Hey, Jim and Patrick, this is Phil Ingracia in Vienna, Virginia. I'm really enjoying your end-of-year 2017 wrap-up show, and I agree there's a lot of great music in the past year. I do want to highlight a record that I thought was one of the standouts of the year, and that's Trinity Lane by Lily Hyatt. It includes a song called The Night David Bowie Died, which is one of my favorite singles of the year. Sounds like it might be kind of a novelty record, but it actually is a very heartfelt and personal song with some great lyrics and rocks a little bit, too. I was able to see her at Jam and Java in Vienna, Virginia here in September, and she put on a great show. She's also John Hyatt's daughter, and she has definitely inherited some pretty strong songwriting skills, and just a great record, and just wanted to highlight that for everybody and hope they can check it out. Again, great show, and thanks for keep on rocking the suburbs. Bye.
All right, that was Phil Ingracia. We know Phil.
Yeah, Tom Petty week.
Yes.
Yeah, I sat in my backyard. It was lovely.
Love having him on the show. So thanks, Phil, for calling in.
We would like
to have you in basement studio sometime. I think actually Phil invited me to go see Lily Hyatt at that Jam and Java show he talked about, and I couldn't make it for some reason. And I wish I had gone because that sounds really cool. I like that song a lot. I mean, it's I like the way. It's not exactly what you think it's going to be from mm-hmm. the title, you know?
Yeah.
It's not really about David Bowie. It's just about what we all sort of experience from time to time is equating this sort of moment with something that's happening in your own life now. You always remember what you were doing then. And,
right.
And
very
and
well
it,
done.
And then it turns to this story on our life. And I also like just sort of sonically how that song is
Me
put
too.
Together. You mm-hmm. know, it has a little bit of that kind of Americana kind of the thing that John Hyatt would do, but it has a much more like sort of weight and heft on the bottom end of the instrumentation, don't you think?
Well said. Yeah, it's got a muscularity. It's got a little bit of that Lucinda Williams kind of swagger to it, right? Yeah, it's very cool.
I like that a lot. Yeah. So interesting. We had two people pick that song.
Yeah, Kevin, I'm a little thrilled and also worried that he begins his day with us before he even goes to work. That kind of scares me.
Yeah, I thought that was the idea. I thought that's why we do this every day.
It's actually working. That's
great. Put it into your routine, you know, while you're brushing your teeth or whatever.
That's right.
Listen to the show.
I think you can listen to us in the shower. Just tell Alexa, right? Just turn it on. Aren't they making a shower head with Alexa in it? I swear, this is a real thing.
Is that part of our merch table now?
I think so.
Rocking the suburb shower head?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great?
That'd be something. Yes.
It's where you get all your best ideas.
That's right. Okay. Well, that was great. So that was really
thanks,
cool.
Guys.
And we have a couple of other shows coming up a little bit later on where we had multiple picks, multiple, is that what I'm saying? Multiple votes, I guess, for somebody's favorites. We'll get those later on. And then all week, we've got more more calls, right? People talking about the favorites of 2017.
It's going to be great. A little synchronicity happening.
I don't think that came out in 2017. okay. So let's wrap this up just by saying you should listen every day.
Every day.
Every day. Mm-hmm. And you can find it on the podcast platforms that I mentioned earlier. And also, you know, you can call, as people have done here, and talk about anything music related. And we can put you on the show. It's 612-440-1984. Or you can email us rock@suburbspod.com. And to the callers we featured today, please email us with your mailing address. Because why, Patrick?
Because we have a cassette fresh out of the oven just for you, ready to go, and we need your physical address to send it through post.
We will send you a cassette of mixes, music mixes that we made, right? Personally curated by you and me, right?
Yep. But we need an address, whether it's going to be through the U.S. Postal Service or you know, a drone system that we're kind of working on with a certain friend of ours. It'll get there, but we still need some sort of coordinates.
An actual street address would be good, but
That's
better
helpful
than GPS coordinates at this time. We're not quite with the drones, still in, you know, prototype stage.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, anything else? Oh, yeah, and find us on social media. It's a good way to follow the goofy things that we're doing.
Yep.
You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram @SuburbsPod, and visit our website, suburbspod.com.
Do that.
All right. So this is Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we finally discovered, it took us a while to figure out exactly what Kevin was saying, but we discovered this band, PQ.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So why don't we play out with them?
Yeah.
Because this is new to us, right?
It is. Even though we did discover they're on the Side One Dummy label, which is home to many good bands.
Their 2017 album is called Plus One.
Yeah.
And why don't we hear... Well, he mentioned that they're really into like skateboarding and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they have a song here called Mid-20s Skateboarder.
Cue it up.
There we go. All right. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Some of the other song titles here.
Yeah.
Let's order a pizza before we go out drinking. Stop calling us chief.
Yeah, that's
and then Kathy Lee and Hoda.
Oh, it's beautiful. Stop calling us chief.